Welcome to the Amherst Wesleyan Church Sermon Podcast.
All right, I need a volunteer. I'm joking. I'm not actually going to duct tape anybody up this morning. At least I'm not planning to. Everybody knows what this is. What is it? No. This is man's greatest resource. I'm sure most of you remember Red Green, right? Not a sponsor. Man, that man could fix anything with duct tape. Right? It didn't matter if it was a mirror. It didn't matter if it was a coat. It didn't matter if it was a busted block on an engine. Like, that man, he could just rip off 18 rolls of duct tape and he was able to fix everything with it. And if you remember that show, he always was building things, doing things. And he always had duct tape, and he always had things duct taped together. Like this mirror, right? You have the stuff, things break, and what do? You duct tape it. You get a leaky faucet, duct tape it, right? The car window doesn't quite close all the way, so what do? You duct tape it. Right? I'm sure you've seen people that are driving cars that are missing windows. And what do they use? Duct tape. Sometimes it's not even like cardboard or plastic and duct tape. Sometimes it's just duct tape over the window, right? Because you can just fix so many things with the duct tape. The problem is, At some point, you got to replace the duct tape because it's not actually fixed, is it? You can have this mirror, and you can duct tape it, but it's like really just a temporary fix. You can duct tape your car door closed. But it's just a temporary fix. Now, in our lives, you may not be able to duct tape relationships together. Some of you may have tried that, and people don't really like being duct taped to you. That's called kidnapping? It might be, yes. So you can't really use duct tape in our lives, but there are a number of things that we do that is kind of like duct tape for the problems of our lives, right? Like, we come up against situations where we start to feel lonely or we start to feel rejected, and we get those feelings, we run into those scenarios, and those things happen to us, and we're looking at it, and we just, the pain of it, the loneliness of it, the rejection of it is just so hard that you start pulling out the duct tape of your life resources to try to put it together. You may feel rejected and lonely, and so your go-to is to go to the web and start looking at porn. You may end up in this situation where you start to feel rejected or frustrated or betrayed by somebody. And so what you do is you say to yourself, well, if they're going to treat me like that, then they were probably a piece of blankety blank blank. And you know what? They weren't worth it, and they're just useless. And you know what? I hate them. And so you deal with the pain and the hurt by putting up that wall and pushing it back towards them, and you go on the offensive, and you lean into bitterness, or maybe it's something where you've been hurt enough that you're just used to those situations, used to the loneliness and the rejection, that you've just built up walls, and you keep all of your relationships, whether it's romantic relationship or family relationships, where you have these relationships, and so your duct tape in that situation is just to keep people at arm's length. You're not going to let anybody in close enough to do any damage, right? You're going to deal with that situation. You're going to fix that situation with a little bit of duct tape there. There, solved. Sometimes you're faced with embarrassment or shame. And you do something stupid, you're there and you order the wrong thing, or you're standing in front of somebody and that you're supposed to be impressing, and just say something stupid, and you walk away and you're like, oh man, what an idiot. And so you feel that, and you feel that pain, and you feel that shame, or somebody catches you doing something that you don't want to admit that you were doing. And so you grab a piece of duct tape and you go, you know what? I'm okay. I can handle this. I'm better than that. I'm all right. And so you start talking yourself up, right? And sometimes you talk yourself up and be like, you know what? I know I was supposed to impress them, but their hair was just so stupid that I don't even want to impress them, right? Some of you may have been thinking that about me today. And so you take a piece of duct tape and you stick it on there and you try to hold things together. Other times you think about, well, you know what? Yeah, I messed up there, but because of my family or because of my money or because of my job status, my work position, because of the power that I hold over other people, you know what? That makes up for that a little bit of embarrassment, and I'm still better than that shame. You try to ignore that moment, and you just make yourself really busy. You just dive into the busyness. You dive into the things that occupy you, so you're not left thinking about the shame and the embarrassment anymore. Sometimes you're going through life, and you just screw up bad. Sometimes it's just, you make a mistake. Other times, you knew what you were doing, you did it, and now you're regretting it. And so you pull out your duct tape, and you go, man, I really messed up on that one. And so your duct tape solution is to just start beating yourself up over it. And you're like, well, I can make this up by just being hard on myself. If I'm hard enough on myself, then that kind of fixes the issue. Or maybe it's not that. Maybe you look at it and you're like, ah, I'm gonna donate some money, or I'm gonna make sure that I sacrifice something good. I'm gonna give up something good that I want, and I'm gonna give that money to charity or to the church or something, and that way that's gonna fix the mistakes that I've made. Or I've hurt so and so, I'm just gonna go out of my way and be really, 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 really nice to them. I'm gonna take them out to dinner, or I'm gonna buy them that thing that they wanted, or whatever. And some of you actually lean into the kind of pain thing where you figure that if you can make yourself hurt, then that is somehow going to make up for the mistake you've made. And some of you do that through fasting. Some of you do that through sacrifice. Some of you do that through actual physical harm to your own bodies. I can deal with this shame. I can deal with this pain and this failure. I can duct tape. I can put some duct tape on that. And that'll help deal with that. Some of you look at it and you say, well, yeah, that was hard, but I was only partially at fault. And you try to cover up the blame and reduce it so it doesn't hurt as much. Other times you're looking at life and you're wondering about where you're headed, what's going to happen with your family, what's going to happen with your job, what's going to happen with your health, where things are going, and you have all these questions and you have all these fears and you have all these decisions to make, and you're looking at them and you're wrestling through them, and you look at all the unknowns and you look at the potential problems that could come, and so you grab your duct tape. Some of you are grabbing a lot of duct tape, and what you do is you start patching things with duct tape, and you're like, I can deal with the problems before they're even a problem. And what your solution to all those problems are is to be a control freak, to lean into the anxiety, to lean into the worry and become a manipulator of the situation, to think of every possible scenario there is and make sure that you have navigated every possible scenario and have a solution for it, and just be anxious and worried and overwhelmed by it, because that way you can manage the fear and control the outcomes and have it all taken care of. And if I just put enough duct tape on the situation, then it's not going to break. And if it breaks, then I've already got it taped together. A perfectly useful mirror. Anybody see any issue with this? Lily says yes. What's the issue? She ain't broken. We got her fixed. What's the problem? The thing's useless. It's covered in duct tape. The whole point of this is that you can actually see the image. And I have covered this in temporary solutions to the point where the actual object is completely useless. In the book of Hebrews, the author talks about temporary solutions. Now, the Hebrew situation, the author of Hebrews is writing to the Hebrew people, to the Jewish people, who are trying to follow Jesus, and they're stuck in this place where they are looking at Old Testament ideas and the rules and the laws and the covenant of the Old Testament, and they are looking at those things thinking, you know what, that was the stuff that I could use to fix life. The law was there to fix my life. The sacrificial system was there to fix the life. The priesthood was there to fix my life. Sabbath was there to fix my life. And the author of Hebrews is saying, no, guys, those were temporary fixes. Those were there just to hold things together until the real fix came along. This is what it says. He writes in Hebrews chapter 7. I think we can have it on the screen. Chapter 7, verses 18 to 19. It says, the former regulation is set aside because it was weak and useless. For the law made nothing perfect. And a better hope is introduced by which we draw near to God. Chapter 8, starting in verse 6, he says, the ministry Jesus has received is as superior to the priests as the covenant of which he is mediator is superior to the old one, since the new covenant is established on better promises. For if there had been nothing wrong with the first covenant, no place would have been sought for another. But God found fault with the people and said, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the people of Israel and with the people of Judah. It will not be like the covenant I made with your ancestors when I took them by the hand and led them out of Egypt, because they did not remain faithful to my covenant, and I turned away from them, declares the Lord. This is the covenant I will establish with the people of Israel. After that time, declares the Lord, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people. No longer will they teach their neighbor or say to one another, know the Lord, because they will know me already. From the least of them to the greatest, for I will forgive their wickedness and I will remember their sins no more. By calling this covenant new, he has made the first one obsolete. And what is obsolete and outdated will soon disappear. I believe what the author of Hebrews is trying to say to the Jews, and I believe the point is still for us. I believe the point and what he's trying to say is, do not mistake temporary remedies. I'm pointing at the screen. Don't mistake temporary remedies for a cure. Don't mistake temporary remedies for a cure. You guys know this. You know this reality. You know that you take Tylenol to dull the pain of the toothache, but that doesn't solve the toothache. You know that you can put duct tape on leaks, but that's eventually going to fail. It may fail right from the get-go. It may slow the leak, giving you time to get it fixed. But it's not permanent. Even with duct tape in movies, you know you're watching those movies and the good guy duct tapes the villain. And you're like, oh, he's getting out of that, right? It's a temporary remedy. And what we need is not a temporary remedy. What we need is a cure. We don't need the mirror patched. We don't need the mirror covered in duct tape. We need the mirror changed. Jesus came not to just fix things temporarily. Jesus came to cure it. And some of you are here today and you have never trusted in Jesus to cure the problems of your life, to cure the sin that you have been carrying and the guilt that you've been carrying. And today you need to take that step to surrender and say, I've got to stop trying all these temporary solutions and I need Jesus to come and actually fix it. I need Jesus to come and replace the broken parts. I need him to come and actually make a difference and fix the problems. Others of you, you have been following Jesus a long time. Maybe you've been following Jesus for a little time, whatever. But you've been following Jesus. And you're still, for some reason, you are still trying to just solve everything with temporary fixes. And you need to take a step to surrender that to him. And so the first thing we have got to do in this process is you need to ask God to show you where it is that you have been leaning on temporary fixes. Or, if you already know, you probably don't need to stop and ask God, what have I been doing? Because he's probably already shown you. You may be sitting here and you already know the things that you have been doing that have been the temporary fixes. You don't need to go outside and go on a mountain and have some quiet time to figure this out, because you already know what God is calling you and saying to you, you've been doing this, and this to try to fix the problems of your life, and they are temporary fixes. You need to be aware of it, and you need to realize it, and you need to admit that you have been doing those things as temporary fixes. That's step one. Step two is you need to ask Jesus to fix those problems. To fix them. To cure them. To look at the cracks and the problems in your life and not just cover up the problems, not just hold it together. But to make it new. You need to seek Jesus when you are feeling lonely and rejected. You need to seek his presence. You need to go to him and say, God, I need you to be close because I feel alone. I need to feel like you accept me because I feel rejected. I need that from you. You're the one that can cure this. When you are facing all your sin and all your embarrassment and all your shame and all the things that leave you feeling guilty, instead of belittling it or covering it up or hiding it or sticking duct tape on it and whatever temporary fix you have, you need to find the cure, which is in Jesus, where he actually says, admit your fault, admit the problems, don't hide it, don't minimize it. I have enough mercy and forgiveness regardless of how big that failure and sin is. You don't need to make it a small sin for Jesus to forgive. You let it be as big of a problem as it is, and he can walk in and he says, I see that sin. I see that failure. I see how you've screwed up. And I have enough mercy and forgiveness to cover that. And you need to ask him for that forgiveness, and he will give it to you. He won't just cover it up. He'll take it away. When we feel this big, we don't try to build ourselves up. We go to God in humility. And we don't need to prove anything to him. We don't need to make ourselves valuable to him. We don't need to make ourselves worthy to him. We don't need to somehow earn acceptance and love from him. We can go to him this big, and he'll love us and accept us as is. He has enough grace to take care of your future. He loves you enough to fill your heart with confidence in what comes next. And sometimes this stuff is he changes your desires. Sometimes he changes your habits and he changes what it is you do and what you want to do. Sometimes he puts the right people in the right place at the right time or the right job. He puts those things in place. Sometimes he speaks to you and gives you clear direction about the steps that you need to take. And sometimes you just need to simply let him
talk. For the words of God are living and active. Don't mistake your religious or non-religious temporary remedies for a cure. Jesus is a cure. And we need to face and admit the duct tape that we've been using in our lives. Stop using it. And take it to Christ and let Him fix it. The worship team's going to come up. We're going to spend a little bit more time in worship here. Christ wants to give you the cure. He wants to give you new life, new desires, healed, restored, cured relationships, hearts and minds. He wants to give you a future. Something that's not just covered in duct tape and useless. He wants to make your life and your family's life and your future new. But you're not going to get it with the temporary remedies. You're only going to get the new through Jesus. And as the author of Hebrews was telling the Jews about the religious practices, I think the message is the same for us. Don't mistake the temporary remedies for a cure.
Thanks for listening and being part of our church and joining us in this journey to become down-to-earth people following Jesus in down-to-earth ways.